I've got some fun news as well.
Oh?
Yeah?
That bike lane, like the first protected bike lane in Logan,
I guess in the county,
is going to be done next week.
Woohoo!
Done by next week. People are not too happy about it.
And we don't get to use it? Ugh.
I think you might be able to. Almost all the concrete is down.
Yeah, where is it on the map?
It's 500 north from the transit center to the bottom of the university.
Okay, really? So if we use that, it will be purely recreational. Why are people mad about it? Loss of street parking?
Yeah, exactly. Well, same reason they don't like the new street, like not parking in the bike lane law.
That's like four blocks. Five blocks.
I'm entitled to store my private property on the public street for free whenever the hell I want, to the detriment of the rest of the general public.
Okay, boomer.
It's good because we got them to commit to actually plowing that bike lane in the winter.
Oh, nice. Because do they even have like miniature plow equipment?
Yeah, for downtown. I think that's why they are able to do
it. So they could just use their sidewalk fleet.
Yeah.
But honestly, you could drive a Cache Valley, Utah.
It's such.
You could drive a full size plow, probably.
Yeah, you could just like someone's truck with a plow on it. It's such a wide.
Which makes me wonder how much it's going to get parked in. But hey,
well, it's concrete, so you'd have to drive into it from the end of the street.
That has nonstop.
Have you met
people.
Drivers? I was going to say, like,
have you... yeah, no.
But I'm very pleased for you and for your beautiful city of Logan.
Yeah, perfect
timing. How does it interface with the roundabout? Are there like sidewalk ramps or something?
I think there will be. I'm not too sure. I asked to.
Oh, because there's two roundabouts, yeah.
But I haven't got the plans yet, so.
Well, we'll have to go foam it.
Yeah.
Foaming time. Okay, do claps.
10.
11.
12.
Butte.
Montana.
Yeah.
Butte, Montana, the ass crack of America.
That's rude.
Have you been there?
There's definitely worse places.
I don't know, man. No, Butte's fine. I always have to defend Butte against my mother, who hates it with a burning passion.
Uh-huh.
As a sort Why? Of like Great Falls, Montana chauvinist.
Okay, Butte has a grid, it has an old railway, and it has a university. What else do you want?
Not everything to be toxic because of the world's like second largest giant pit.
Okay, but that's not Butte's fault. That's just like something that's happening to Butte.
I'm sorry, do you think that the people in Butte did not, like, contribute to digging that hole?
This is probably the reason Butte exists.
It is 100% the reason that Butte exists, and therefore...
Okay, and all of Utah's copper and silver mining?
Yeah, that's our fault.
All of Utah's gravel pit mining, our production of the nation's magnesium?
Also our fault.
That makes, like... Salt Lake City ontologically evil?
It does.
And the worst place ever?
No. Yeah, you are correct.
Okay, if this logic applies uniformly, I will buy it.
Salt Lake City is actually the worst city in the world.
Ouch.
Worse than Cleveland, worse than Detroit, worse than...
What are these comparisons? Cleveland and Detroit aren't even, like, bad cities.
Yes, they are. I heard they were on the internet. Kyle's like...
Right, so poor equals bad.
Well, yes.
Except New York City is also evil.
Well, yeah, but for different reasons.
Okay, so poor equals bad and liberals equals bad.
And
if a city has either of those...
Then you should kill them.
I don't like this one as much as the mining equals bad.
My name is Richard Nixon.
Okay, Richard Nixon. Richard, quote... The dick, unquote, Nixon.
Richard, quote, tricky dick Nixon, unquote. Or wait, no, Richard, quote, tricky dick, unquote, Nixon. I think that's what you should list as your name today.
Okay.
Welcome to the internet, live from sites dispersed throughout the Great Basin. This is the Red Line Podcast. I'm your host, quote, existentially anxious, unquote, Dunstan, and these are my co-hosts.
I'm so tempted to just clip the gibberish there and use that as your middle name. Kyle, quote, tricky dick, close quote, Holland, and...
Alex, quote, regular dick, close quote, Fielder. Today, we're talking about the little bits and extras that we left off during our rush through the history of DC in the past couple of weeks. We'll talk circulators, streetcars, and more after the news.
LAX, which is one of the world's business... Wow, I'm just like completely bad today. LAX...
You can just say babbling. That would be funny.
LAX, one of the world's busiest passenger airports, is finally getting a proper transit station. The LA CMTA, normally just called LA Metro, has announced that its brand spanking new LAX/Metro Transit Center station is set to open on June 6th. The station, which is connected to the airport itself via a new people mover system, will serve two light rail lines, the K and the C, as well as a plethora of buses and other transit options. It opens at just the right time. LA will be hosting part of the 2026 World Cup, the 2027 Super Bowl, and the 2028 Olympics, meaning that a lot of extra tourists will be coming their way. Although the station has its flaws, this is a good step towards making LA a transit city once again.
This finally, like, connects up the C and the K and all that, right?
Yeah, it makes it so that it's not completely incomprehensible anymore.
Okay, so now with a three-seat ride, including the people mover, which maybe you shouldn't include, so maybe a two-seat ride, you can take the train into downtown instead of paying for the weird fucking express bus.
Yeah, okay, but how many people are going to directly to downtown LA from the airport is my question.
Making this perhaps more useful because you could go on the different lines in various different directions.
Right, and I think it would be even better if the Green Line actually went to Metrolink and you could have, like, a decent transit ride to Disneyland. Or everywhere, really. But, like, you know.
Man, it goes so close to Metrolink. That's lame.
It does, and then there's this sort of... It just 2.5 mile here. Gap. Yeah.
It just gives up.
And plenty big roads you could put a train in the middle of.
I know, right? It sucks that Metrolink is so downtown Los Angeles centric. Like, this is like steam locomotive era transit system design.
Well, that's LA for you.
give me through running or give me death.
Never. LA, you're going to have to death. Take a 60-minute train to San Bernardino to get the new high-speed rail to Las Vegas. Doesn't that sound fun? Oh, well, it's better than a 3-hour drive on the world's busiest freeway.
This is true.
Yeah. This has been... Oh, wait, I was going to say LAX is the 11th busiest airport in the world and the 5th busiest in the United States. It previously had no rail transit. Great job, America.
Man, LA is a policy failure. No offense, LA.
No, full offense, LA.
I was trying to come up with some qualifiers to put on that, but I don't think I need any.
Full offense.
When
to
are they
going to
be
Angeles.
Done with the goddamn people mover?
I think it's going to open at the same time as this.
It had better. Their incomprehensible mess of an airport needs it.
Well, and the great thing about the LAX People Mover is that it will be exclusively outside of security.
Sweet.
So, in other words, it's completely useless for anyone who's actually in the airport at one of the world's largest transfer hubs. Well,
but having it outside of security is the only way you get, like, the direct no-frills transfer to the Metro line, right?
Well, I guess, but you could, I don't know. I'm just not certain.
Dumb
that
mess of an airport.
It is.
I don't know if you can solve everything.
It is truly a mess of an airport. I've been there one time. It is still not my favorite experience. Trademark. Give me a SFO or give me death. The perfect airport.
Nerd.
It's not actually the perfect airport. Well, it might be. I don't know. What do you think is the perfect airport? Tell us in the comments. This has been the news. Kyle?
I mean, I've heard the, like, the I want to say one of the other regional airports, like in, I think, San Bernardino?
Is that the one? Is perfect. No, isn't that the one where they have to do the crazy, the crazy climb out because of NIMBYism?
Is that Burbank?
That might be Burbank.
Burbank's the NIMBY one.
I don't think San Bernardino has passenger service, does it? Oh, maybe it does. I don't know.
There's one of the airports out in this giant sprawling mess of metropolis is apparently up and coming and is nicer to fly out of than LAX and also has transit problems.
Do you mean John Wayne?
I probably mean John Wayne.
Yeah, that's Orange County International Airport, and it is also an interesting place, probably because it is in Orange County and exclusively serves people flying to Disneyland.
LA local politics will be the actual death of human
civilization. We should nuke Los Angeles.
We should annex Los Angeles. And by I mean Salt Lake City.
So here's my opinion. Gavin Newsom
The Gav,
who has come out in support of tariffs on movies, which is a very silly thing. Donald Trump has declared tariffs on movies made in other countries, even though most movies are made here. Meaning that retaliatory tariffs will disproportionately impact us. But I digress. The Gav has decided to support that because he's a triangulating little freakazoid.
he is one of the politicians of all time.
Yeah, he really he triangulates. But the way he does it is not like a way that I think is particularly good. But that's really beside the point. He should make California secede from the United States, which I think is probably a benefit for all the people living there at this point. And then I should be appointed supreme dictator of housing and transit. Everything else gets to keep democracy, but housing and transit, California has shown that it cannot run democratically. And therefore, I or another qualified individual should be put in charge of that, and we will fix all
problems. I think
it
would do just fine with, like, a unified democratic approach, with unified planning and land authority.
But Kyle, democracy is not cool anymore, haven't you heard? Don't you want to be in an illiberal, quote, democracy, unquote? That's the hip thing to do right now.
No. I don't want Sean Duffy to decide on every transit project.
I think that Sean Duffy should be given unilateral power to sort of screw everything up all the time. I think that is the essence of American democracy.
I'm canceling you.
Why?
The airport I was thinking of earlier is the Ontario International Airport.
Did you watch a Wendell
video? Apparently pretty up and coming. No, this was a Nandert video. Your favorite source of Los Angeles transit planning news.
Man, that does look like a mess.
This one is rated better than LAX. It serves a completely different catchment area than LAX and also needs serious transit investment.
Okay, can someone explain to me why an airport this size has like 4 terminals?
Are you just talking about how the runway is small?
No, the runway is fine. They have different terminals for no reason. They have 2 terminals, each of which
maybe
like
they should just
gates.
Have one big terminal.
They should really consider that, I think.
If anything, they'll probably just sprawl into each other. Yeah.
Maybe that's the plan. Okay, and there's also an international terminal over here, which appears to be even worse than the other two.
Oh, is this one of those? Looks like one of the ones you have to take a goddamn bus from.
I think you definitely have
to take
a bus.
Okay, this might be worse than LAX, if not equivalent.
What is happening
here?
No,
it's not worse than LAX.
No, I think it's worse than LAX.
Crazy how the news devolved into airport ranking in Los Angeles news.
Yeah, Los Angeles. It's a city.
Well, for someone who does not live in Greater LA, I know too much about Greater LA transit problems. Why? And airport problems.
Why? Why did you subject yourself to that?
From watching too many Nander videos on
Why
YouTube.
Did you subject yourself to LA politics? Like, I only sort of unwillingly subject myself to San Francisco politics, and that's because I have a compulsion, and it...
Well, because LA is actually building out, in principle, building out a transit network and spending money on it.
Oh.
Therefore, there is stuff to follow, unlike San Francisco, where all they've got is a souped-up ACE train and a BART extension that hasn't even started yet.
Be nice to my $15 trillion 0.1 mile BART extension, thank you.
Aside from said BART extension, although San Francisco does pretty well because it already has a largely built out transit network for the Bay, LA is working on
many people
that.
Are saying LA, we're gonna build another one station extension to the Purple Line.
And the station box will fit a tiny light rail train and a switch that is longer than the platform. And will cost $1 bajillion.
Oh.
And the tunnel boring machines will go for 2 blocks, and then we'll have to wait another 5 years.
Just for fun.
I love America. Just for nimbyism and over-engineering and poor quality long-term planning, all causing projects to be so expensive they can't afford to build them in one phase.
I think that California should build stuff. That is my official political opinion. Everything else I said earlier,
that would kind of solve all their problems.
All the other stuff I said was, I think, very clearly a bit. But I think that they should build stuff.
Sean Duffy is very clearly a bit.
Well, he's something. Cost snake. Yes, thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Wilshire Boulevard here, and it reminds me greatly of South Temple or West Temple. And that's all I have to say about it.
Before or after the bike lanes? I know the answer to that.
Before. maybe it's more like State Street. There's more skyscrapers on State Street. Yeah, I'm thinking that this is the State Street of...
one of the State Streets of...
Of California. Well, LA is really just a collection of small Salt Lake cities.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is my official political opinion. Okay, can we have been done with the news now?
Do 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 do
do.
Okay, one more LA comment, then we're really done. I would like to notice how all of the tall buildings built outside of downtown LA look like they were built in the 20s. Okay.
1920s or 2020s?
What do you think?
2020s?
No, 1920s.
Damn. More 2020s buildings.
So true. I think that there should be... Anyway. I have put on the first part of this document a lie, and that is we're going to keep it short today, hopefully, because we spent 20 minutes talking about Los Angeles and ragging on their airports and... suggesting that I be made dictator of housing policy.
You did suggest that, yes.
I did suggest that. And it was a bit to all future employers or et cetera. That was a joke. I think democracy is good. I think that we should not have dictators. Okay.
I think the SFMTA is a good model.
Yes, I think that's good. As we all know, now that we've talked about it for several weeks, the last streetcars ran in Washington, D.C. in the early 1960s, 1963 to be specific. As soon as the late 90s and early 2000s, though, local politicians were working on plans to bring back streetcar service to the district. I love how in every North American city, 40 years after we got rid of the streetcars, they were like, huh, well, that was a terrible idea.
Well, this kind of happened worldwide with the rise of the automobile. Like, this is why Amsterdam is the way it is at the same time the rest of the world was like, oh shit, maybe mass transit was a good idea and the car isn't going to fix everything and has a few fundamental problems. Amsterdam saw this and then went down the fast path. The U.S. saw this and thought, let's build a transit system that complements a highway system and build some parking garages.
And doesn't that sound
fun? But yeah,
fun?
Worldwide phenomenon. Parking riding, yes, that sounds fun and not at all soul-sucking.
I love to park and ride. Every morning I wake up and I'm like, gosh darn, I sure wish I lived in the suburbs and drove to a train and that train went into the city. And then I got off the train and got to walk around a beautiful sort of, you know, urban area for a little bit to my job. And then I do my job and then I walk around a beautiful urban area again for a bit. And then I get back on the train and I get back in the car, and it's 7 o'clock at night when I get home. I have no friends outside of work. I love to live in the pod and eat the bug.
Yeah, I love living in a place that physically prevents me from interacting with other humans, and then traveling to the equivalent of a theme park.
Yes.
Where I will not make any lasting friendships because it has a catchment area of several million people and I'm never going to see the same face more than twice.
Sometimes 10 or 20 million people.
This seems healthy. Especially the getting home at 7 o'clock thing.
Or in Tokyo, like 50 million people.
Yeah.
But that's a little different.
That's just because they're good at trains.
So in 1997, DDOT, which is District of Columbia Department of Transportation.
DDOT.
Proposed a three-line system to close gaps in the still-expanding metro network. You'll also notice a proposal in this map to study a crosstown metro line going to Georgetown and a water taxi system for some reason.
Which lines are these? I forgot
There's
where we left off last
There's
week.
A legend.
A legend. Legendary.
What do you mean, which lines are these?
Well, I just noticed your map with legend.
Yeah, it has...
I'm glad they put...
It doesn't have the metro lines on it for some reason.
Which is making this really hard. Okay, so it looks like it goes east on the current blue-silver
I think it would be its own thing.
Okay, I guess there's a lot of shit out there. You can have multiple lines.
Yes,
and
there
then
are.
It goes straight north as opposed to sideways north.
Yeah, but those are streetcar lines.
This map is really hard to read.
Well, the big train tracks are a metro line, and the small train tracks are streetcar lines. And the...
Gotcha.
The weird dotted ones in the rivers are water taxi lines, and the just blue lines are, quote, sus trunk rosy route priority corridor.
Huh.
Which, funnily enough, might be the only thing out of this that ends up getting built.
Oh, bus
because
trunk.
Because DC Metro is too broke for new metro.
Bus trunk route priority corridor.
Bunk.
Do you think the water taxis would get enough ridership?
You know, I just can't see that being, like, all that useful, given that...
Because they have the metro.
There's the metro. Just take the metro. It's going to be... I don't know. This is maybe this is why Water Emergency Transportation Authority is bad.
No, because BART is too good.
Because they steal ridership that should be on BART. Like, there's 20,000 ferry riders a day, probably most of whom should ideally be on a train, but aren't, because thanks to bad planning trademark. So,
well, until we can fix fundamental planning and feeder bus connectivity problems, ideally the water taxi is a completely different catchment area than the train.
In theory, but I don't think that this one does.
Which is maybe why it doesn't exist.
Plans continued to evolve as the century turned, leading to a slightly different proposal released in 2001. The new plan included a line on the southeastern bank of the Anacostia River, which wasn't included in the previous plan. This also expanded the number of lines they wanted to build to 4, a trend that would continue until they have, like, well, we'll get there. And you can see this is
lineflation,
a much worse map that is somehow more legible than the previous one.
I know, right? I'm actually being able to place this on the map. Okay, southeast bank of the Anacostia seems like a pretty big transit
Well, desert. And you see, this one has metro stations on it that it would connect to. Isn't that great?
That is somewhat helpful.
That is quite helpful.
Not all of those metro stations exist. Okay, and then we got an east-west that includes part of the current DC streetcar and then just keeps going west, paralleling the metro.
To Georgetown.
Which seems like it'd make the streetcar a lot more useful.
Because Georgetown has no metro station.
That seems good. Good Georgetowning. And then there's another one that goes up north of Georgetown.
Sure. Yeah, presumably serving Washington National Cathedral, I guess.
This seems like an appropriate use of streetcars, filling in gaps in the metro system in the very inner parts of the area.
Yeah, the plan was updated again in 2005, 2008, and 2010, getting us to the plan system that became...
Instead of getting built, it gets updated.
That's right.
Yeah.
That became most famous, a 37-mile system of new streetcar lines connecting underserved destinations across the region. Obama-era streetcar planning really went hard, I guess. And for context, the Portland streetcar, which is by far the largest modern streetcar system in the United States, is about 7.2 miles in length.
Yeah, so this is pretty crazy.
So we have the 2005 map here, and then the 2008 map, and then the one that was finally planned, which has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different lines.
Jeez.
And, you know, hopefully they move a bit faster and are a bit more frequent than the Portland streetcar.
I'd be kind to my beloved... my problematic...
streetcar. The max is slow. Portland is full of wusses.
And slow transit.
Run by wusses who refuse to just hit the accelerator and go 35.
I don't think that's. I think that that's not a wuss thing. I think that that's an operating practice.
It's definitely
thing.
A wuss thing.
Probably the, why they the, have less the, accidents the, than we do, like the Green Line train that overshot the platform at airport the other day.
I did not hear about that.
How'd you even do that?
By not driving like a wuss.
They have buffer stops at the airport.
They do.
Yeah, the airport platform, the Salt Lake Airport platform ends, and then there are like inches past that buffer stops. So when you're pulling in, there's not really that much margin.
Yeah, so maybe you should, I don't know, take it slow and careful and be a wuss, Kyle.
No, they should have longer tail tracks. That would solve the problem.
Oh, okay. Yes. Because that definitely worked for the Fremont Flyer. But yeah, you will notice in this map, part of the very short line that currently exists today is there.
Whoa. Now, if only that continued west and connected to Georgetown.
Or continued east and connected to the metro.
Or both.
And to their credit, they did actually try to build all this. Tried, sort of. Ground was broken on the Anacostia line in 2004. The line was planned to be 7.2 miles in length, run on old CSX tracks, and initially, somewhat surprisingly, to use diesel rail cars.
Wait, so this is one of those weld up the old jointed track projects?
Yeah, this is kind of like the Austin Red Line, basically.
Okay, I kind of love that for them. Like, ratchet as hell, but I love that for them. That's very resourceful.
I think we should build more of these, actually.
Actually. This is, like, the optimal use of the diesel multiple unit.
This is a perfect use for a diesel multiple unit. Where's that stupid west? This is what they should have done on the Folsom Trail. That's what they should have done. I don't know why I think that, but I think they should have done that for no reason. It wouldn't have served anything.
Might be the world's most useless transit connection because it immediately subs off at the UP main line.
Oh, so just like the red line? In Austin, I mean, the world's most useless transit.
Oh, okay.
It's not really. I don't want to
throwing shade on our red line.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to slander anyone. I think the Austin red line is. I'm glad that it exists.
Well, and when your construction costs are that low, it doesn't have to be that useful.
You see, and that's kind of true, and that is maybe the point of a DMU, but we digress.
Yeah.
So,
what happened? Why is this not a thing that we can ride now?
So, ground was broken in 2004, but by the time that the groundbreaking actually occurred, the line had been reduced to a mere 2.7 miles and was planned as a, quote, demonstrator line, unquote, always a good sign, for the rest of the system.
Definitely a good sign. Such a good sign.
10 months into construction, however, the city discovered that it might not actually have the right to use the tracks because there could be owners other than CSX.
What?
So they decided to build the line on city streets instead. While new bids were sought for a 1.1 mile line, construction efforts were so slow that the warranty on the now electric trains ran out.
Oh.
What? This sounds like a nightmare.
Construction stopped again in 2010 after a bid could not be renewed, and they tried to send out another bid for a 0.75 mile line.
Oh.
And it has never been built. So this really kind of got whittled down. There is no
whittled is an understatement.
There is no Anacostia streetcar. And likely never will be, frankly. And I do think that this could have been a really good line, just because it would have actually been fast and would have connected to multiple metro stations.
Yeah, because if you're running on CSX track, you'll actually get somewhere.
Well, XCSX track, it doesn't go anymore.
Mystery track.
And it also would have gone to what is, I believe, the largest military base in the country.
Oh. Wow.
That would have been cool.
Again, so the troops can take the train. Net zero. The troops go on the train, and that offsets the carbon from bombing civilians.
Oh, be nice to the Navy. That's true. But the Navy, you see, is actually very environmentally friendly because nuclear power.
Oh, true.
So it is possible to blow up people in other countries for good or bad reasons, mostly bad recently, but I digress, for good or bad reasons, using clean and renewable energy. And I think that that's something that as Americans, we should all aspire to.
And streetcars.
So
rest in peace. They definitely would have been in much better shape if they hadn't had property issues. Like, even if they managed to build a demonstrator line, at least we'd be somewhere.
Which brings us to the actually existing, and I put actually existing in caps, DC streetcar. So the first line
you can ride it.
Of the DC streetcar to actually or probably ever get built is the H Street line. Initial construction on the current DC streetcar began in 2007, but the line did not open until 2016 due to a serious comedy of errors. It uses a mix of the trains ordered for the Anacostia line and new sets ordered specifically for it. It gets like 2,000 riders a day, which is not incredibly surprising or good for a 2 mile starter line.
It doesn't really go anywhere. Like, wow, I really want to go to Union Station.
Which is, to
and
be
not
fair,
even anywhere, like, convenient. Which in is, Union Station, what? It shits you out on the bridge, and you gotta get walking.
I mean, it's not that bad, but yes. So, yeah, during this thing's construction, the system got pared back to 22 miles, like the planned system. In 2012, and then 8.2 miles in 2014. And now it's kind of all up in the air. There is a...
This hurts.
Sort of theoretically soon to happen streetcar extension to the east to Benning Road Metro Station, which is sort of theoretically out for bids at the moment. Is this going to happen? Mm. Shrug shoulders suggestively.
This feels like it would be a lot more useful with a metro connection.
Yeah, and if it went to Georgetown. Yes, I think that would be the really good use case would be for a local connection across downtown to, you know, that very dense neighborhood of the city with a large research university in it that currently has no fixed route. Well, like, you know, no train.
opposed to just being on like a section of H Street, not really going downtown. Like, wow, I really just love going from one part of H Street to a different part of H Street, and then once a month going to Union Station.
I mean, H Street, very charming and historic street. I mean, lots of great stuff there, but maybe not enough to, like, you know, drive an entire streetcar line.
Yeah, it kind of looks like the articulated buses are kind of doing what the streetcar was made to do.
I think you are correct, yeah. Alex. I think you're very correct.
My big question on the DC streetcar, other than when are they going to like build more of it, is why can you drive on the tracks? Why?
Because car good.
The street is at a minimum 4 driving lanes and 2 parking lanes wide. Car. Why can you drive on the tracks?
Car good.
Car gets to sabotage streetcar. This is like one of the major reasons the old streetcar systems failed, is the cars got to drive on the tracks whenever and wherever they pleased and slow down the streetcar.
But car need to go.
The car has its own lane already. The car is commandeering a second lane in each direction.
But Kyle, car need to go very fast in 2 lane, don't you see? You fool.
Uh-huh.
You pitiable fool.
I am such a fool. And we really need street parking next to streetcar tracks, because I've never watched a million compilation videos of people shittily parked next to streetcar tracks.
Stopping
and
the
blocking
train.
The line for half an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, it should be noted that it was a real fight to get this thing to be pantograph powered. Because DC has ordinance from the 1800s, which requires streetcars to use conduit power, as you may recall.
Which was stupid in the 1800s and is still stupid today. Now.
And so this was given an extension or an exemption, but it was fought hard by certain NIMBY groups. So that's fun.
This feels like the Texas light rail train.
Yeah, exactly.
Where
like
the catenary would have blocked some line of sight or something.
To the Texas state capitol, which, like, come on. Come on.
Constant stream of loud cars and, like, even full-size trucks in your sight line.
Good.
Whatever. Entire light rail train in your sight line. Whatever. A skinny-ass catenary wire. End of the fucking world.
Mm-hmm. Now you're getting it.
I feel like this is just, like, pure NIMBYism in disguise.
I don't know if it's even disguised.
Yeah, I don't think it's particularly disguised.
Very thinly disguised in the way that Trump's racial slurs are disguised.
We need to restore black jobs, like, insert racist stereotype. So, yeah, which brings us to the DC circulator, another sort of...
oh, yeah.
Victim
very well advertised
of DC transit brain rot, I guess. So
are we expanding the definition of the word brain rot?
I can
our
say
listeners
whatever
gonna be writing
I like.
Urban dictionary entries. You can, in fact, say whatever you like.
Free speech for
I'm
the next
anti,
several months.
I'm anti Oxford English Dictionary. I will say whatever I like.
I'm
communication
pro.
Is between the speaker and the listener.
Look, you can say whatever you like, but keep it in your bedroom.
What? Do we have a don't ask, don't tell policy
don't
for
ask,
slang now?
Don't tell on slang.
Literally 1984.
So the DC circulator was a secondary bus system in Washington, DC that operated as many as 7 routes throughout the city beginning in 2005. It was designed to operate in important tourist areas and to cover gaps left by WMATA's bus service.
Yeah, I was wondering if what the point of the circulator is. Like, tourist makes sense. You got the National Mall service, all that sort of stuff. I visited DC for like a day once.
On his great tour trademark.
The circulator was an incredibly visible and apparently very easy to use service. So tourism, And then is the other purpose just like gap coverage? Like they're not WMATA, so they can put the buses in different places if they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
You are exactly correct.
I can also see how this premise would lead to it getting canceled.
Foreshadowing. It carried as many as
30 seconds ahead.
It carried as many as 5 million riders until 2019, but was really messed up by the pandemic. I think in 2024, it carried like 1.2 million.
That might be the biggest drop I've heard of on anything.
Yeah, it's from like, I don't know, Spokane to Boise level of like ridership.
Holy crap. But I guess if the purpose is tourism and just going around downtown and enjoying the nice urban place you were mentioning earlier that I was calling a theme park, but is in fact the functioning business district of DC and the capital of this nation, both of those are tanking during COVID.
Well, and also presumably recently given layoffs, but that's another, that doesn't come into this.
That's another issue.
It also had a
It
also had a short-lived free fare program that we've talked about on this show before. Fares were made free from February to October 2019 when the $1 fare was reinstated due to increasing ridership. LOL.
Wait, shit, we can make money off riders? And use it to cover the cost of our service?
Make a useful service. And
wait,
then...
so it was only a dollar?
Yeah.
Yeah, why even make it free? That's like basically free already.
Yeah, that's a crazy good
like
deal.
Like on a DC salary, $1 is free, I feel like. But, but you know, do what you like. Interesting that there's no street view around the White House.
No what around the White House?
No street view.
Probably some like crack security by obscurity national can't security thing.
You can't do a terrorism on the
Well, you can. You just have to put in like slightly more work. Me when I'm doing actual terrorism and the effort stops at when I can't do it off Google Maps.
Wait, they did blow it out. You weren't kidding.
My bad.
They blew out the Lincoln Monument.
They did. There's a lot of like satellite imagery of DC is always interesting because of this sort of American psychosis around if someone can see what our thing looks like, they'll be able to do a 9/11 against it.
Like what is this, China and or Paris?
I guess, like, I don't know. Like I'm pretty sure, you know, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but you can actually look at the Eiffel Tower on Google Maps. Oh, can you look at it? Yes, you can. Huh. Interesting.
Well, that one's probably out of copyright.
I don't think the White House is in copyright, Kyle.
Well, the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, interesting. Anyway, then it was made free again during COVID until 2021 when the fare returned again. So it was free, not free. Free, not free. And then in 2024, it became a victim of DC's budget crisis because it has the highest subsidy of any bus system in the DMV. Metro.
Which is not surprising with the COVID tank and the fare.
Metro has increased service to hopefully fill the gap. Service ended at the end of 2024. You may notice that some of the lines look suspiciously similar to where the streetcars were supposed to go, especially the yellow line.
Wow, it's almost like those are valid gaps.
So, yes, it does seem like a fairly decent service, if only for tourists. The buses ran, in theory, every 10 minutes, and three lines had, like, 6 to midnight on weekdays. So, and 3 a.m. On Saturdays, some of them, which is crazy.
That's really good. Well, and then the subsidy kind of makes sense because this is an investment by the city, who I assume was the sole, if not primary, funder in increasing tourism. Put money into bus, more tourists come, and more tourists go to more places and more DC.
Shocking. I'm shocked. Can you tell?
Yeah, but if they had, I don't know, a streetcar instead of the yellow circulator line from Georgetown to Union Station, I'm going to keep picking on Georgetown, then they could serve not only tourists, who would be even more attracted to a streetcar than to a bus because of tourist brain, I guess, but it would also serve all sorts of local trips as well and be a long-term part of the transit system.
Mm, interesting.
I know, I'm funny.
Okay, and that brings us to our last supplemental item, which is a very brief rundown of the different MetroCar series for...
Oh, yeah, because they've got, like, the thousands. I always wondered about those.
For our FOMER friends. So DC Metro has now been served by 7 different series of railcar, with one more on the way. They are numbered by 1,000, so 1,000 through 8,000. 3,000, 6,000, and 7,000 series trains currently serve the system, and series 8,000 trains will join them soon. 1,000 series...
There's a weird gap between 3,000 and 6,000. I'm betting we're going to learn about that soon.
Yes, we are. So 1,000 series trains were made by Roar in California and served the system in its earliest days.
The aerospace company.
Yes, because we just love to build metro trains with aerospace companies back in the day for...
This is America. We're best buds with the aerospace companies, and they're the only companies we know how to work with.
Oh, yes.
And we're incapable of investing in domestic railway equipment manufacturing.
Well, howdy, partner. I can build a nuclear bomb. I can also build a train.
Probably the hit rate with the aerospace companies is anything but 100%.
Yeah, it was not...
Boeing.
Cough, Boeing, cough. Yeah, thank you, Boeing.
Well, the hit rate with planes is not 100%.
Thank you,
Boeing.
Thank you, Boeing LRVs, for single-handedly causing the Muni meltdown. 2,000, 3,000, and 4,000 series trains were made by Breda and entered service between 1982 and 1991. These are really the workhorses of the original 100-mile system, but the 4,000 series trains were a bit unreliable, so they were taken out of service earlier. 3,000 series trains, I think, have really been like the workhorse of the system.
That's cool. Good, it's good quality equipment if it's still running.
It is.
And gets the title of the workhorse. Also, Breda went out of business in 2001.
Yes, it did. 5,000 series trains were made by CAF and entered service in 2001. They were so unreliable that they were retired in 2015 after less than 15 years of service. One 5,000 series car was made into a bar after decommissioning, appropriately called Metro Bar.
That's great. That's great.
Is that what this is a picture of?
It is, yes.
Beautiful.
6,000 series trains were made by Alstom and began service in 2006.
Cool.
Seemed to be fine. And then 7,000 series trains are the newest, made by Kawasaki and began to enter service in 2015. 8,000 series trains will be made by Hitachi in Maryland, funnily enough, not Japan. Thank you, Buy America. And will begin replacing 3,000 series trains in 2027. Notably...
Man, they're really just trying every single manufacturer.
They really have run the gamut, haven't they?
Well, I don't know if that's that much their fault, as it is America's complete inability to maintain domestic railway manufacturing. Companies keep going out of business, and then we have to bring in new ones.
This is possible.
You were telling me about the Hitachi trains.
Yeah, notably, they are planned to have open gateways. Or, gangways, cool. Not gateways. There we go.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then, speaking of Buy America, the Hitachi factory is going to be, like, brand spanking new.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're done building with it.
I don't know. I've never...
I'm reading a press release from 2022, but new factory, just for Wamada's order.
Wow.
It's possible. that they will not be.
So yeah, Buy America is slowly dragging railcar manufacturing back into the company by the tail.
Yeah, but it's only
back into the country by the tail.
But it will only work if we have continual transit construction in this country, which with the current administration,
yes, it is. Otherwise, these factories will have to shutter.
Which does not seem incredibly likely at the moment, given the state of our government.
Maybe we'll do a switcheroo and have transit factories, I don't know, make aerospace stuff.
Which, yeah, interestingly we're enough, Breda did do.
You know, turn plowshares into swords, sort of.
Well, the Stadler facility has like a full-size paint booth that you could probably fit a nice nuke
Ooh,
in.
Oh, so you could put an F-35 in there and apply its like special paint that makes it invisible.
That might be a little bit big, but yeah.
I think that would work fine, and I think that you are spreading lies and fake news.
Okay.
La modernité. And this brings us to the conclusion of our episode. Any further comments regarding DC Transit before we never talk about it again?
I was
never
surprised.
All done. We've covered all there is to cover. We haven't even talked about the bus system or the BRT.
Oh, someday.
DC epilogue.
I was going to say, I'm surprised we did it in 4 episodes.
Yeah, me too.
Can't wait for New York.
Oh God! Why would you say that to me? Do you just like hate
because we
me
want New York?
Wish...
The viewers want New York. Everyone except you wants New York.
Okay, because everyone except me does not have to do a huge amount of work to make New York happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I
yeah,
mean like real. I mean huge. I mean like huge. Like
huge.
Just have AI.
Like this is not. What? Yeah, we're gonna have TikTok voice episode now.
We're just gonna. I think that we might get more views.
I don't think I could survive editing that.
I think
it edits itself.
Oh God!
No, but New York is hard. It's not just one story. It's like 10 stories intertwined, and there's not just like a couple of characters. There's a lot of characters.
I'm sure there's not much corruption at all.
Palais de l'Alma. Is this where, like...
Yeah, half of these episodes are just going to be unraveling
the
corruption.
What is the Palais de l'Alma? I'm looking at Paris on
the
Google
what?
Maps.
Of course you are.
De l'Alma. What is this? Is this where they have... Why is it blurred on Google Maps? Is this where...
Paris censored...
Oh, it's where the president lives, of Paris. Okay, or of France.
President.
Oui, je suis la présidente de Paris, un nouveau bâtiment. Okay, please remember to like, comment, and subscribe if you're listening on YouTube, and to follow and leave us a rating on iTunes and/or Spotify. If you like what we do here, consider becoming a member on Patreon. Patrons receive early access to all of our regular episodes, as well as exclusive episodes and occasional merch drops.
Real.
Speaking of patrons... At frontrunner tier, $10 a month or more, we have Zach Adams, Aaron, Curtis Herring, Devin Zander, Phobos2390, and Tony Stunza.
At redline tier, $5 a month, we have Christopher Whaley, DJ.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Will.
Watkins, Elijah Kensler, Isaac Madsen, Jesse Mayo, Nebula, Luxon LA resident, Robert P. Walsh, and Zephyr Zamoro.
At DC Streetcar, all the way from Georgetown to the Minnesota Avenue Metro Station on the other side of the Anacostia tier, $3 a month, we have Alex Tykelski, Alice MYOB, Ben, Ethan McDonald, Evelyn, G4, Jack McCoskey, Litmus Zest, Martina Martinez, Matt Gray, McKay Ransom, Oliver, Sam Myers, Guy Lakowski, Toronto Transit Channel, and Zach Versaut.
And at our Green Line tier, actually existing DC Metro or DC Streetcar, we have Benjamin Wood, Joshua S. Horvath, Kapil, Ryan Bailey, and William Rowe. Thanks for listening. Moral of the story:
go drive the DC Metro train in a train simulating video
build
game.
Build a streetcar.
That is a good moral, and actually. commit to it.
No, we can't do that. That's bad, okay, actually.
Because these streetcar plans are giving me, like, regional comprehensive bicycle master plan vibes, and that they've got a bunch of smart people with a bunch of esoteric local knowledge in a room building a pretty good plan, but there's a huge gap between the long-term planning process and anyone who has any power to implement or fund anything. Now, I don't know how true that was in the DC case, but this feels like what's happening. So they end up over-planning and overthinking and then having no real commitment to actually build anything.
Interesting.
And they're also not spending these decades that they're taking planning to also do, like, preliminary right-of-way acquisition and other stuff. Like, the Utah Transit Authority does long-range planning. Sure, they've got some more pipe-dreamy looking maps, but they also take their right-of-way acquisition responsibilities, they call it corridor preservation, very seriously. So as they plan over the decades, they're also buying up critical track and land and making complicated deals that take years to turn over. And then when it comes time to actually fund and build, it's ready. They just have to put the shovel in the ground.
And the money in the pocket.
And the money in the pocket. But if you can get rid of these variables, like right-of-way, namely, and, you know, connecting stubs on other lines, then you can have a project that you can actually estimate the cost for reliably and then actually build.
Well, I think Frank Sinatra said it best when he said, "That's life.
That's what people say. Riding high in April. Shut down in May."
Moral of the story, Frank Sinatra.
I left my heart in Washington, D.C.
I love to live in a park and ride.
I love to live in noisy La Grande.
Is this in Paris?
Paris metro area.
Man, you cannot make this shit up.
I love to live in Rosny-sous-Bois. I love to live in Aulnay-sous-Bois.
You're definitely just making this up.
No, I'm not. Or Sancerre-l'École, or Bois d'Arcy, or Elancourt, or Voisin le Bretonneau, which is the world's most insignificant exurb. But sounds like it should be like a beautiful sort of French city.
I love taking the Mark to the Odenton or whatever station and then eating at the Ruth Chris Steakhouse and then not being able to go home because the Mark schedule sucks.
I love to live in Reston, Virginia. Don't you?
Sure. Real place. Look it up.
I mean, that is like a fully developed new central business district there. With a Market Street.
Okay, they have a Market Street. They get a free pass for anything. They can do no wrong.
I think every city should have a Market Street, and it should be the main street of that city. Philadelphia did it.
Just having a Market Street.
Philadelphia did it. Look how it turned out for them. San Francisco did it. Look how it turned out for them. Salt Lake City did it. Look how it turned out for us. Yes, I am alleging that Market Street, which runs for one block between Main Street and
is home to a Salt Lake City original restaurant.
Several. And some office buildings, and also the law and place, the court, yeah. Law place.
The law place? What the fuck?
I was having a moment, okay?
I think we've all had a moment today.
I love the law place. Every morning I wake up, I go to the law place.
Okay.
And there I commit a crime.
Because you work there or because you're like...
No, I certainly
participating
don't
work in there. A lawsuit.
I would be a terrible lawyer.
Oh, there are many ways to participate in a lawsuit.
Huh? Oh, many. Oh, are you suggesting that I am a party to the lawsuit?
I don't know. You could be in the jury too.
Well, that would be fun. I think I've just disqualified myself from jury service forever by saying that.
Probably. They don't like people who enjoy jury service.
They don't like people who...
Or are qualified in any way.
Who want to do their civic duty. That would be terrible.
I've been waiting for my turn.
Me too.
Same.
I think it'd be a hoot.
Like, especially if it's something that's, like, interesting, but not, like, terrible, right? Like a burglary, right? Like, that's interesting, but no one died.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So...
Yeah.
True. Or got, you know, horribly assaulted or maimed or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's bad if people get assaulted and maimed. But I think it's good
Hot takes here on the Red Line Public Transit Podcast.
On the Red Line Podcast, we do not support assault. I know, very brave of us.
We're going to catch a lot of flack
for
that.
We're going to catch some serious flack for this. Oh, dear God. I love how Discord thought that was white noise.
I know, right? That was funny.
I also love how far north the DC Metro Red Line goes. Like, isn't that crazy?
It is pretty good. It is pretty good. Maybe the other ones should also do that in their respective directions.
Go north?
Just go.
I also think that DC might have the only actually successful examples of transit-oriented development in this country.
Where? I haven't seen a station that's not just basically a park and ride.
All over the place. Look in Rockville. Look in... Basically, Arlington was not like a city back when it was built, and now it's just like,
oh,
you know,
I didn't know that
huge. Well, it was a city, but it wasn't like, you know, big central business district vibes. Yeah,
and now okay, maybe like, Rockville is onto something.
And now you look at like Rosslyn, and it's just like, oh, there is the universe's largest skyscrapers, and also a temple of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Of course.
And interestingly, a Methodist church that looks like a Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And has a gas station.
This really is
under
the
it.
Like the like a hand with fingers, if I can call it that, method of urban development, which is instead of doing a hard urban growth boundary or a green belt or whatever encircling your core city, you create fingers of transit lines off of it, and you concentrate development highly around those lines.
Ah, you see,
green space in between the lines.
But here's the thought: what if we didn't do that? What if we built the transit lines, and then we didn't do that?
And then we just built unlimited ultra low density car dependent suburban sprawl.
Doesn't that sound like a great idea to you?
That sounds like DC to me. That sounds like the entire East Coast to me.
Hey, DC did that. Be kind. They have good TOD some places.
Well, DC did the TOD. They didn't do the nature.
Oh, I see.
Quite so much. Like, it's just continuous suburban sprawl in between the lines at comically toxic low densities.
Maybe I should move to another country.
Sounds like a pain in the ass.
I don't know. Where would you live if you moved to a different country? Where would you go?
Canada.
Yeah.
England.
England. I would also go to one of those.
Literally,
two,
like,
maybe Australia or
99.9% of the humans I know are in the U.S. I would like to at least be able to visit without going broke.
That's fair, I guess.
I also don't want to live on a prison island, so Australia's out.
Okay, New Zealand then.
Okay, okay.
Which is also, God, I'm going to terribly butcher this. Apologies if we have any Maori listeners, but Aotearoa, I think.
Cool.
Well, I'm gonna get going because I got to go take care of Trevor.
Who the fuck is Trevor? Oh, it's a turtle.
You're pet-sitting Trevor the turtle?
Tortoise, I think. I don't know if he can swim.
Oh, wow.
Who does he belong to? I have no clue who that is. Good luck with that.
I don't know why you thought you'd know who that was, Sophie, but okay.
I don't know. I thought he might belong to Giles or something.
No, he belongs to me. So.
Oh. Okay, bye,
Giles,
Alex.
Giles or the tortoise?
Bye.
Giles, yeah, Giles belongs to Alex.